Good afternoon, Dr. Shenandoah. Taking a 12-lead EKG on patient Jean Faden, T-H-A-D-E-N. On 3/25/25, Mr. Faden performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm with a first-degree heart block period. QRS complexes are normal. T waves are normal. Period of paragraph compression, first-degree heart block. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Wolk, W-O-L-K. This goes to Dr. Daniel Dawson. On 3/25/25, Mr. Wolk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period after bronchodilators. There was effort-related improvement in the forced vital capacity, but no significant change in flow rates period compared to a No, there was no comparison. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Conway. This goes to Oceanside Family Medical. On 3/25/25, Mr. Conway performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Howard Gibson. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 3/25/25, Mr. Gibson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/8/24, there's been no significant change period. In a paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 3/25/25, Mrs. Ludlow performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. There was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 12/27/24. There's been no significant change period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Solleveld, S-O-L-L-E-V-E-L-D. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughan and to Dr. Robert Cortina. On 3/25/25, Mr. Solleveld performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/8/25. There's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Thank you.